The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
We're back. And you're back.
No, you're
and we
right.
Thank you for that. You know what I mean? As always, if you're enjoying the show, tell somebody. Say, hey, are you listening to that? That's a fun one. We appreciate it. Because we want gangster fans, man. We don't want a long list of fans. We want a good list of fans. A fan time, not a good. Anyway, the point being is we're here at 849 BC, and it's a wonderful guy. The return of the. I'm thinking maybe we should finish the episode every time with the dictionary game. It's fun. It's not always funny, but it. I don't know. You'll listen. It's a good time this time. It gets very tangential. That being said. We have a return player, a man who was burning for a victory. Just the hunger was in his eyes, guys. You'll have to listen to see who comes out on top, but the return of a regular, Blake Scala, okay? And also on today's show, Blake Stahlnecker. So don't get confused when we say Blake, because we mean Blake. When we're talking to Blake, it's because Blake is... Blake's sitting in front of me, see? So when you're listening, just think, sounds like he's talking in front to Blake. Anyway, so we got Blake Stahlnecker, Blake Scala. I consider calling this episode Blaked Out, but we didn't Blake out. We just had a good old time. All right, and to round it out, finaling the table, one of the most regular guys I know, but sort of irregular, as you know, the... Jared Helfer, right? We're calling today's episode The Hips Lied. God damn it. The Hips Lied. And our unofficial sponsor, not affiliated with the podcast. And I must refer to the disclaimer before not really officially endorsing this product. It's wrist rockets, folks. We're not responsible for your actions, okay? But these things are a blast. When I was a kid, I had a slingshot, okay? Now, it was a wooden slingshot. It was a letter Y. It was made out of plywood. No, it was actually a pretty nice slingshot. I got it at some sort of like old-timey store on a vacation. You know what I mean? But it was a new time deal. Either way, I got pretty good with my slingshot. You know what I mean? But the guys who could really nail it, you know, I'm talking about those 8-year-olds who are out there breaking laws. They had wrist rockets, baby. Today's sponsor, Wrist Rocket, the most powerful slingshot on the market. Not an actual endorsement. I have no idea if that's true. Wrist rockets have like this hammock that rests on your wrist or your forearm, right? And you hold it with the hand. So it's kind of like having a stock for a gun. You can really pull back, and they use latex bands instead of rubber bands, okay? Now, they do rot, so you got to buy new latex, guys, but it's just like a weapon. Any good weapon, you got to do maintenance. Anyway, come the apocalypse, you're going to want to have a wrist rocket. Who knows? All right, let's get into today's episode, The Hips Lied, with Blake Stahlnecker, Blake Scala, and Jared Helfer.
Let's do a binaural beats. Podcast.
is binaural beats a Jesus, is that me? Have you heard those guys do throat singing?
Yeah.
How do they do it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that
Dude, we're fucking killing it, dude.
Yeah, we're going to be throat singers. I mean, Jared, you've got the throat for it.
Yeah, thank you. I've been really...
I didn't want to
let's just say lathering it, and then let's leave it there.
think we're chasing it. We just give up on comedy and just go throat singing all the way.
Yeah, that might be the way to go.
We've all given up on comedy.
That's true. That's a good point.
How's yours, Blake? Is it also all fucking...
I think it's better now. Goddamn, it was just right side.
It's because we crossed the streams. See how that? We crossed the streams there, dude. Yeah. Like you're never supposed to do in the Ghostbusters.
Power of friendship.
They've been warning us since the 80s.
Right, dude.
But they do it every time, and it works. It fixes the big
Yeah, it's always the thing. They're like, you know, see this button here? Never push that button.
Yeah.
You know? And then it like, act three.
Yeah.
Push
only
the,
in
push
act
the button.
Three, call yeah. back to the button.
Push the button.
Push a button. Yeah.
I love my
push that, a button.
One of my favorite parts of a movie is when I'm like 45 minutes into it, and it doesn't always happen, and I realize there's some character that we spent 5 minutes developing earlier that I totally forgot about and hasn't been in the whole movie.
They're coming back for sure.
And I'm like, oh yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, that's for sure what's gonna happen.
Yeah, Scooby Doo.
I got tricked by that on the Monkey Man movies. I don't want to spoil the Monkey Man. You guys have seen all the Monkey Man movies or not?
I've not even heard of
Wait,
one.
That's a isn't that
Planet of the
a
Ape?
New movie?
Planet
oh, Monkey Man. Because there's a new movie with Dev Patel called Monkey Man. That's
oh, really?
Apparently good.
What the hell's a Dev Patel?
Vinod's son.
Yeah.
Shout out to the great Vinod Patel here in Pittsburgh, local legend.
He's the Slumdog Millionaire. And then he was in Green Knight. He's going for it, man.
He's
Dev
he's
Patel. He's a developer. He's in developer Patel for a while. He was trying to get it made, but he was in Dev Hell. I don't know.
Dev Hell. I was trying to get to Hell somehow, but I couldn't make a good joke out of it. It's like Dev to Hell, Dev... The smell. I don't know.
We got there, boys.
We got there. We're doing it. Wait, what about the Planet of the Apes?
The new one.
Oh, no. So, yeah, that happened to me, but I forgot. They tricked me. They did a good job.
Yeah.
And there's like a guy, and he's like poking around with his gun, and he's like, ooh, I'm curious about something. And then a battle scene rages on, totally off. And he's the man. He comes for Caesar, dude. Caesar, for God's sake.
Caesar,
dude.
The
I don't
monkey.
Want to spoil these monkey movies, but they're fucking killer, dude.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe how good they were. Because I seen the first one with what's the dude's name in that? The brown haired guy or whatever?
Franco.
Yeah, Franco. Yeah. The great Franco. I'm sure he got me too.
Francisco
at one time.
Franco.
But so
less
I saw
problematic.
That
Francisco Franco is less problematic than James.
So
that's fair.
So then second one, we were like, oh well, we've probably seen all of these, but we should brush up, you know?
Yeah.
And then we started watching the second one, and I had never seen any of that
two's
shit.
Two's great.
I never seen
really
the second
good.
One.
And the third one was great, also, dude. They're just killer monkey movies, literally. Dude.
Yeah. Third is just like a prison movie. Third is a POW movie, but with monkeys.
Yeah. It's what Joe Rogan's been warning us about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's a pretty fun. I don't know. I can't wait for the last one. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with it because now they're supposed to be. It'll be like. It'll show that the monkeys are just like men. That's what it'll do. That's what. Cause
or are the men
cause the
just like monkeys?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm.
Damn.
Mm.
I think it's going to be birds. It's the birds' turn.
Ooh,
I think monkeys are going to go like,
join
well, we
together.
Fucked it up too. I think it's just going to be a straight, like, almost like office style sitcom. Or like very, almost like an Office Space, but just monkeys
just
are.
Monkeys,
I'm not an ornithologist, but everything in me wanted to come up with a bird name that rhymes with ape. Does anyone have one of those?
Yeah.
All I could come up with was cape, because cape is like related to birds, because you're in the cape.
No.
Vape.
Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. I was going to Planet of the.
Planet of
birds.
The Vape. Planet of the Vapes.
Planet of the Poultry.
I'm saying if birds took over, that would be a perfect opportunity for the apes and humans to band together against a common threat.
Yeah,
really.
Finally. Rid the world of our, rid the world of our, all of our problems.
We would have to ally with the cats, because cats are really good at killing birds.
I love cats, so that works.
I was considering teaching my cat to hunt. I'm thinking I can do it, and here's how I would do it. And I got a slingshot. Like, you know what a wrist rocket is?
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like a regular slingshot, but it's got like a little
oh yeah
pad for your forearm, you know?
Yeah.
And you can pull it back, and these things wing shit, you know? And if you buy, like, little steel balls from them, you can kill a squirrel with one easily, right?
Damn.
So I got one of those. If I get the cat around and I can shoot a bird with it, the cat will fetch it like a dog getting... Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I feel like it couldn't one be of my cats, that my boy cat for sure, would probably be all over that.
Yeah, they couldn't resist. Their killer instinct, dude. Yeah. Have you ever seen cats when they see a bird, like, and they're in the window just staring at a bird?
Yeah.
They do this thing with their mouth. They go... And they like psychotic. Chatter. They're straight wanting to murder.
Yeah. That's if you have a cat, dude.
What's that?
It might not be a cat that you have. I've never heard.
And my girl cat, I feel like, so like I've seen her like get a hold of bugs and she tortures those. It's not a immediate kill. They like to fuck with their prey soul. First, you know? They like to feed off the fear or something.
Yeah, like that adrenochrome.
Yeah, exactly.
Cats are into
it's like Monsters, Inc., dude.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid seeing... We had this black cat named Webster because there was a black kid on TV named Webster.
Yes.
But we loved that show. And so this cat was like a gangster farm cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like really old. It was a chick. It had a lot of litters. And it could murder really good. Like it was a top-notch murderer, you know? And a mouse was in the house. And we're like, well, just go grab Webster, you know? Webster will find this fucker. So we bring her in. Sure enough, eventually she gets this thing in the kitchen. But it's just like you're saying. She doesn't kill it, dude.
No.
She just like, she like lets it know that it's going to die eventually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Isn't that what you would do? Isn't that what you would do?
Cats are just like sociopaths, man.
Yeah, basically. Like, but the thing is, where does it stop with the cat? So you're like, the cat brings in a squirrel. Great, you know. Put it in a stew. Get a stew going. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Bring home.
That's why I want to teach my cat to hunt.
Bring home a. Then it's bringing home like deer.
Yeah, because if I can even wing,
then it brings home a man.
If I can even wing a squirrel,
can you have that? Are you willing to have that on your conscience?
My cat kill a man? Yeah. I don't think I'm guilty of any crime if my cat kills a man.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you be?
I'm almost.
Depends on if you
make almost talked me into
not.
Training my cat to kill
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd be proud if my cat killed a man. I'd be like, damn, I have a badass fucking cat, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, you just roll around with that thing. Nobody's going to fuck with you.
Would you put it in jail? I guess you'd put it in jail, but I feel like prisoners could use some cats.
Well, it'd probably go to an animal shelter.
Bros, I got to go grab myself a drink.
A pound.
What's the law on animals killing people?
That's what I'm saying.
If your dog mauls the neighbor kid, are you legally required to put your dog down?
I think it should go to jail with people. I think you forfeited the right to like go with other dogs.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You know what? A bear just attacked somebody up by Newcastle. They killed that bear. Everybody was mad. They like mauled this lady. Everybody's like, oh my God, you killed the bear? I'm like, dude, this bear just...
Yeah,
mauled this lady.
I mean, was the lady?
I mean, yeah, she's probably in the bear's fucking territory.
I would be blasting, dude, if I saw a pow, pow, pow. If I had a gun, dude, I'm shooting that fucking thing.
I think everyone, if they have a gun, is probably shooting the bear.
But the people were
that's the problem, though. You got to have the gun.
People were acting like though that like. Oh, why would you ever shoot the bear? Like, I don't know, because it was mauling a person, a human being.
Wait,
like,
did they shoot it in the act of mauling the woman, or did they, like,
I think it
got away and, like, we got to hunt this bear down?
That's a good question. Vengeance. I don't know if it was in the act, but I think he was still being aggressive. They tranked the babies and transported the babies somewhere, but they
orphans
fucking
now.
Killed
fucking
the bear.
Orphans, dude.
Yeah.
Foster bears.
Foster bears. They have other bears that aren't really good parents that raise them.
All they're doing is creating more aggressive bears, I guess.
Get into drugs later. They'll just get into drugs later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those bears are just doing it for the free honey.
Yeah, sit around, you know, playing, you know, Overwatch, smoking meth. We don't need that. Another more bears doing that.
Yeah, probably join a gang or something.
Joining a damn gang. Yeah, imagine, like, what's scarier? Than just a bear joining a gang.
You know what's really surprising to me?
Oh my God.
A bear in a gang? Actually, no.
A bear
that
gang
is
or a human?
Well, like, you know, it's a human gang.
You know,
a human
gang. I think that's possible in Russia.
Cool, man.
For sure.
Yeah. I think it's
there's
for
definitely
sure possible.
Gangs who have a bear.
There's definitely gangs who have a bear in Russia.
For sure.
Now, how smart is the bear? Is it like Caesar? No, you know, but.
It's like a circus bear? Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Can you really teach a bear to like walk on a ball?
Oh, for sure. You can teach it. Dude, bears are they're cool, dude. And I don't ever want to own one, but the internet can sure own a bunch of them, and I'll watch it. That's for sure. Bear,
tiny little bears. The problem is that they get big.
Yeah, even, they could mutate them somehow to stay small.
Even a black bear is scary.
Like a tardigrade, like halfway between a tardigrade and a real bear.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
You know what really surprises me is when people have I'll see videos where people have guns and there's a bear in the woods and they'll just point the gun at the bear and they're like, "Hey bear, and the bear will like run 5 feet at him and stop, you know, and it'll turn around and it'll walk away. And I'm like, how do you not shoot that bear
immediately?
And the thing is, it might be the bad call. It might just piss the bear off.
Yeah. That's well, it's point. Like, cause it's like King Kong. It's like flying planes into King Kong.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get like, the fuck out of here. Fuck off. Yeah, exactly. Jesus. He's trying to hang out. You ever see like that gorillas come up to you? Like gorillas are intimidating.
Yeah. Apparently.
They like come up to you real quick and just, you know, what is it? Vibe fade or something like that?
Check fade? Yeah.
Oh, they do a hockey stop like right next to you?
Yeah. Caught you slipping. you slipping, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Some of those animals, like, you just don't realize how big they are until you see a human, like,
next to them,
which is not very often that you see a human next to them. But, like, the grizzly bears, I saw, like, there's this place, I don't know if it's Alaska, it's got to be Alaska, but there's so many salmon that all the bears are just, like, fat and happy.
Yeah.
And so people will go out there, set up lawn chairs, and just watch with binoculars or whatever. And they have guns with them, but they're not planning on
shooting any.
Anyway, so this guy, a bear walks by him, and he gives it the old, "Hey, bear, get," you know?
Yeah.
And the bear, like, it came within 2 feet of him. When it looked at it and swung its head up, and its head is as big as his entire torso and head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a bear's head, their mouth will fit your entire head inside of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's insane.
It's insane, yeah. Anyway.
I'd put another one in my
put more in there. I was going to say, I'd put a lot more than that in there. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, you know,
bear teeth.
But the opposite is true. Like, bears are bigger than you think. Moose are bigger than you think.
Yeah.
Like, geese. Have you ever see a geese in real life?
Smaller, you think?
10 feet tall, easy.
Oh, shit. Deer.
Wow.
Like, you don't realize how big a deer is until you smack one with your fucking car, dude.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit.
And dinosaurs were a lot smaller than people say.
You think?
Yeah, really? Those Sinclair ones out front, those are life size. You seen those?
Some people say,
yeah.
So small they didn't even exist.
Yeah.
They were a figment of
so small they were, the bones were planted by the Jews.
Yeah.
That's
how small they are.
Yeah, there are.
To trick our faith. Some people think that. So you gotta, you know.
They're totally guessing about most of
this. Who's to know who's right?
Most of that shit, right? Like, dinosaurs are most... I mean, granted, you're going to find whole skeletons that are very obvious every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a lot of times they find, like, mass graves and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just... It's putting like it a guy together. With a puzzle, and he's got 300 pieces for a 100-piece puzzle, and he's just choosing back pieces.
Sort of fits. It looks like it should, but it doesn't feel right.
Yeah. What if we found, like, a big pair of, like, found a dinosaur skeleton, and then, to the right, found, like, a big pair of glasses, like sunglasses?
Oh, that would be dope, dude.
You're like, dinosaurs wore sunglasses?
Of course they did.
Of course they did, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, of course they did. It makes so much sense.
They were alive for like 30 million years. Yeah. You think they're not going to think about sunglasses?
Yeah. Nobody likes sun in their eyes, dude.
Yeah, that's probably why they couldn't even see the meteor. They were just like, whatever, bro.
They were too chill about it.
Too chill, yeah.
Dinosaurs are just government propaganda to control children. Everyone knows this, dude.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I've never seen a dinosaur with a dick.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly, dude.
They're all hermaphrodites. It's all been grooming, dude.
Yeah, you ever seen any Jurassic whatever movie?
Well, here's the thing. We don't know about their dicks, because their dicks don't get fossilized.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I wish we had a fossil. Right. So we could
so we don't want to paint a false picture, you know? I'm assuming...
There should be bones and impressive. Boners. Like, that is, propaganda.
Yeah.
That they call them boners, and they did it on purpose.
And they might have bird dicks, because we think they've turned into birds, right?
Yeah.
So the T-Rex might have like that big corkscrew like duck dick.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Wouldn't that be fun?
His arms are short because that's all he needs. You know?
Yeah, he's still jerking off over his shoulder. He's like, wah! Yeah, dude, T-Rex is the king, dude. Yeah. He didn't need that. Yeah, that makes sense, dude. Plus, you're not getting a lot of BJs if you're in the T-Rex community, so you're going to have to work on hand jobs mostly.
That's the way dicks should work. They should be like tails. They should be like reverse tails, and you should have like a bunch of movement capability.
Yeah, what do they call that? Tactile or something like that? Yeah, prehensile. Yeah. Yeah, it's a prehensile wanger.
That's what I would have done.
That's what you would have done if you were a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll write a letter.
It's maybe the only thing I would have done different. And the rest kind of takes care of itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I haven't even seen anything go wrong yet.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, we got Hulu now. It's working out.
Dude,
but too many ads.
Which type of dinosaurs do you think are the best lovemakers?
Oh, best in the sack?
Yeah. Who's the hottest?
Triceratops seems like a lover.
That's what I was going to say, too.
On Dinosaur Pornhub, what are most people looking
at? And plus, Triceratops, you know, maybe he could grind his like... horns down on like a rock or something, you know?
Yeah.
He could take on lots of ladies at once.
I think it's the Antonio Banderasaurus.
Oh, I like that, dude. I like that.
I feel like people are just out to shit all over the T-Rex anymore. Everybody's like, no, there's bigger ones now. Well, that wasn't
the,
it.
Who's got he the
wasn't
biggest the king. Tongue? It's which like, one's damn, got the biggest dude. Tongue for eating pussy?
That's a good point.
It's a good point. I guess the rest just... Though the thing with the biggest penis in the world is that boar, right?
Boar?
Yeah, there's like, well, not the biggest in the world, but biggest like
per body. Like,
yeah, per body. It's some like boar. Some like
I can believe
boar.
It. Their nuts are retarded. Have you ever seen a state fair hog?
No.
It's ridiculous. Let me look one up here.
Let me pull it up.
Let me see if I can get this.
Out.
This is worth
a hog
checking
hog?
Out.
Take a look at this.
You ever seen a state fair hog's hog?
Take a look at these greasy hogs.
Iowa State Fair hog.
Hog.
From behind.
Yeah.
I should just write you right. I should just write.
Iowa State Fair hog POV.
I just wrote
compilation.
All I'm finding are women hogs. Did I write the wrong thing? What's a boy hog called? A hog.
Am I seeing SpongeBob in those results?
What the fuck, dude? How is stuff so hard?
He always shows up somewhere.
Balls? What do you call them? Testicles? I have to write testicles?
They make use the scientific term.
Oh. Gizzard. I know, that's the shaft.
Search. Dude, I'm telling you, these things are the size of large softballs, at least. Some of them are like... I don't want to oversell it, but I want to say... what's that? Volleyball. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Not quite there in the basketball. I don't understand why there's no pictures of hogs. Do I have like a safe thing on my new phone? I'm going to try it on my old phone. We're going to see what happens, dude. See what happens on my
They're
old phone.
They're suppressing the results.
That's
yeah.
what
We're
I'm saying. They don't want us
to
know.
Truth.
You get too close to...
Iowa State Fair hog balls.
Just gonna
just look up the
up a treat.
Randy Marsh giant balls thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much like that.
I don't understand. They're not showing me any hog balls. All I'm seeing are hogs.
That is crazy.
Here's an unintentional. They did like a side boob, view. Like side boob, but side ball. Okay. All right.
The government Come missed on. One. They scrubbed all the others.
Whoa! Jesus fucking Christ! That is shocking.
Dude.
Yo, dude. What a fucking
that's quite
hammer.
The sound,
you see
man.
That unit?
Yeah.
You're just walking that's around a... rock hard.
And they're always lopsided, their balls are. So there's one that's like the size of it of like a softball and then one that's size of like a volleyball. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
man.
It's just like
one hangs lower than
they,
the other.
And as they walk, it flaps back and forth between their back legs because it's so big it sticks between their back legs.
God
hangs out
damn.
Behind them. Like, it's
good
funny.
For them.
It's
man.
Funny, dude.
Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, if you get a chance, go out to State Fair, any listeners.
Check out some hog
check
balls.
Check out them hog balls.
Yeah.
You go get you a face full of hog
you're
balls.
You're here to taste
Still
the
won't eat them, but I will enjoy them at a distance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you here for the pie contest? Or?
I'm here to drain the hogs.
Hi. Yeah, we're here.
You and five friends. We're here to drain the hogs.
They probably who are do we? That.
And a camera crew, obviously.
It's a secret. They said we could do it.
They do that intentionally to give the hogs weight to win, I think. You know, they starve them sexually so they can't get off. And then
no, we're supposed to blow them. We're
supposed to. It makes the balls
bigger. It's in the contract.
Man, this is regulation.
How's this pig supposed to show if he ain't been blown?
We have a letter from the governor that says we can do this. It's just from our
crayon.
Dad. From, like, crayon, let him do it from their dad.
Says, head of 4-H right at the top. Yeah. All right, well, you got, see right
it's
there.
Actually from the governor.
Head of the 4-H club.
Were you guys ever anything like that? Were you any like kids clubs? I guess not. 4-H obviously wasn't big around here.
Kids club,
dude.
I've
told it before, but I've seen my buddy pick up calf nuts and throw them at his little brother and hit him with them. That was fun.
That's good stuff.
But anyway, yeah, you didn't have any like we had 4-H. That's where a lot of this kind of stuff came into
my
4-H?
Life.
4-H. It's I don't know what the H's are. They're supposed to be heart health. Something I don't remember what it is, but it's and then it's like farm stuff.
Okay,
that's like all hogs. Agriculture shit.
It's not as much as Future Farmers of America, which is like if you're a farmer and you want your child to learn the business of farming, you'd put your kid into Future Farmers of America.
Okay,
but if you want your kid to learn the fun of farming, you put them in 4-H.
Okay,
yeah. So that's
so what you do there.
I raised rabbits and I made paper mache stuff and
paper mache big in the farming world.
No, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like you could do anything you wanted. They were like, as long as this kid's learning, like and
some farm stuff,
and then we'll put him in a competition at the end of the year.
Paper mache so guns to shoot at the fox when they killed half your chickens.
My cousins were cool. They had horses.
Paper mache Bibles.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about that pray
too whenever
they do a program at my daughter's school where you can go there. It doesn't matter if you live in the city or wherever, as long as you take their agriculture and 4-H stuff.
Okay.
So like you could go there.
So what is this? I'm sorry. There's school.
My youngest, she goes. We live in a township, and they have a program where, like, if anybody from like the city or another township or something wants to go to that school, all they have to do is take the agriculture and 4-H stuff program that their school does, because it is a lot more country.
So they want to force that kid to learn the ways of the countryman.
Yeah, if you want
to, like, you want to come and get because they're like. Basically, what they're saying is if you're going to come here, you ain't going to change our ways. Because you're coming here because the schools is good.
Yeah.
So let's keep them that way.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to say.
You're going
to
get your hands dirty, boy.
That's all right. Those ag schools are something else, dude. A lot of this isn't, most of the stuff are ag grant schools, aren't they? Every state did the Land Act grant with
like Roosevelt?
No, it's like Lincoln. Lincoln did the land grant schools, I think. I don't know. I'm not fucking... Can't trust phones anymore. They don't even show you pig nuts.
My whole thing with Lincoln is Sic Semper Tyrannis.
What?
That's a Sic Semper Tyrannis. That's my whole thing with Lincoln. I'm like a big Booth guy.
Lincoln did sign the McCruel Act in 1862, which started the state colleges.
I feel like we could say it. If we
the 1800s are probably just programming. They're not real. They didn't happen.
No.
You know?
I think Lincoln. What do you think Lincoln would have done with the rest of his life?
Probably been real sad. From what I understand, like kids all died and shit or something. I don't remember. It wasn't really. I mean, other than the vampire slaying, there really wasn't a lot going on. It was a mercy kill there. Yeah.
John Wilkes Booth saw the future.
Yeah.
He's like, this is
gonna be
out.
Pretty sad.
Yeah.
Let's make this guy a hero.
Grim.
Let's make him a hero.
He's the first like sex scandal in the White House. Like gets caught like jerking off in the White House like. Windows.
I think his wife went nuts. Was it Mary Todd or something?
Yeah, was
her name?
Yeah. He would have turned to a bottle for sure.
Yeah, dude. That would have been sweet. In the old days, that was like prescription. They're like, well, the whiskey will cheer you up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right.
Yeah, go to war.
Try some opium.
Go to war against like Ireland.
How many years did Lincoln have left? He had to have been out of office, right? Because he ran he ran for president during the war, didn't he? Or something like that. I don't fucking
I forget if it was.
It's like a four-year long war, wasn't it?
There was no war.
Okay, right. Right,
it's
right,
all propaganda,
God,
dude.
I keep forgetting.
It's all propaganda.
I don't trust anything anymore. That's true.
Yeah, it's true. You can't.
It is interesting. I was telling Blake about this the other day. Other Blake, not Blake, Blake, but other Blake.
Blake not in this room?
We might as well introduce everybody. Everybody Blake's probably recognizes the voice of Blake Scala.
The bull, in town.
Back in town, still working the coins. Everyone thought he was dead, but he's got a boner ink. He bought in too late, just as per usual.
I got a loan from Trevor and Corey.
He's got backers. He's going in.
We're on our way to the moon.
Like the bull.
Yeah, I'm going to check the charts.
Let's invest.
You're too big to fail.
If you guys need to invest for real, hit up Blake Scala on social media, Venmo him some cash. He'll fucking figure it out later.
We're down $700.
He's down $700 today, guys. That's not bad considering he's only got $700 invested. I have no idea what he's up.
Yeah, you're too big to fail, but unfortunately too small to succeed. So, you're kind of in the middle. You're kind of caught in the middle there. That's too bad.
Like the rest of America.
And then we've got Johnny Come Lately, Blake Stalnecker.
Yes.
First timer here for regular episodes, I guess. Right?
Yep.
Right. But did you come to the Super Bowl party?
No, I couldn't make it.
All right, so this is your first time at the house at all together?
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
And nice, finally, snazzy. The golden Jew, as Trevor likes to say.
That's right.
The
golden Jew. This is
which
me.
I don't understand. You don't seem very wealthy comparatively
to other wealthy people. Well, I guess it's wealthy an inner gold.
Yeah, that's what it is. He sees you like, I wish I could see you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That's he's a wealthy that's a friendship, dude.
But I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
You gotta take whatever compliments. Even
those ones
not
are more cold.
Ooh, I could take all right. And you gotta take compliments when you can get them.
Yep, and they got the grenades over there too, dude. The fucking Coors banquet beer, dude.
Banquets.
Also, another good dirt beer.
Yeah, I'm like the Life is Beautiful. You ever see Life is Beautiful?
Like just written on a wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen
that. Isn't it so profound,
it
man?
It makes you stop every time, doesn't it?
My whole life, man.
Yeah, you get a little bit of rush.
Like, damn.
No,
it must
be a flick, I guess.
It's a good one.
You're saying it's a movie type situation?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing at the end of it, people are happy, hopefully.
They learn a lesson, I bet.
I bet it's ugly, but
there's a conflict and it resolves, and they learn a lesson.
Yeah,
for the first half, it goes for good for a while, and then it's a great like.
And then you never get.
It's like they're Italy, and then they're drinking wine, eating pizza, and then fall in love and stuff like that. Then there's the greatest second, like halfway turn ever in a movie where it's like suddenly the Holocaust.
But interesting.
Yeah, pretty
interesting.
Suddenly
the Holocaust, sweet.
remember that movie Remember Me?
And ironically enough, do not remember.
It's like with Robert.
That movie.
To Robert Pattinson, remember? Like, and it's for an hour and 20 minutes. It's like kind of like a boring, like rom-drum, where it's just like.
Rom-drum,
where it's just like, this is what, you know.
Not even an omedy in there.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're just like,
not a single omedy.
This guy works in an office building, right? And he's like, he doesn't really like his office building. And then he finds, like, you know, he meets a lady and it renews his vigor for life. And he goes to work.
I've been there, baby.
And, yeah, right? But yeah, maybe you haven't been to this part. he's like new and he's like, I can't wait for us to do, to fuck or whatever.
Yeah.
Wait for us to fuck.
I can't wait for us to fuck. This is a great day.
What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
Oh, man. The rest of my life is just going to be pure fucking. Just blowjobs, handjobs. Oh, my God. The best stuff. And then, like someone goes, like, it's not as cartoonish, but someone goes, like, hey, what day, damn, what a Tuesday. What day is it? Rob Pattinson turns his like calendar from September 10th to September 11th, and then just all of a sudden, like, "Oh, coffee time!" And then all of a sudden, what's that out the window?
What the? What movie? That's
you
it?
See Sick. A fucking the plane what from 9/11.
I didn't know that. Was
and then
the,
it,
twist.
The movie ends. That's what? The big twist.
That's the big
end.
Twist.
What movie is this?
I think it's called Remember Me.
I won't forget.
It's a. It's he didn't some even get
Never
movie,
forget, dude.
Isn't that amazing?
He didn't even.
That's amazing.
I thought it was gonna just be like somebody gets cancer, the usual yeah. fucking.
The guy's happily ever after, but then he gets. Back in 9/11,
unfortunately,
dude.
Yeah.
He didn't even get laid.
9/11.
He was gonna get laid. That's gonna. The best part when you know you're gonna get laid. Then you're like,
I don't know, dude. I really yeah, I like busting.
Okay, well,
is he in the towers? Or just like
I
next
think he's
to
in the tower. He's like, it's literally like you see the plane like coming through the window. And
was there like
dude.
A?
That's pretty sick.
I'm like, let's go to the coffee shop on the 122nd floor. I think I'm tired of the lobby coffee.
I want to work for it.
Remember sure. Me movie fails.
I should
yeah,
have.
No, I, that is a crazy
God, man,
twist.
I should have stayed home yeah. today.
It's, yeah,
they
it's
should
too
do
bad
a twist
he did,
like
depressed.
That at the end of like a Bad News Bears type.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah, like they win the big game and stuff like that, and they're like, yeah, and all of a sudden, like, I air raid sirens,
or like
nuclear bomb goes off. Like, what the fuck?
You know the ping pong anime?
Yeah, ping pong.
Like at
anime.
The end of that, if there was like the tsunami.
Oh, that would be
that'd
amazing.
Be sick.
Yeah.
You win the ping pong tournament.
Dude, Bad News Bears.
Your whole city's
two
flying.
Is the Bad News Bears
I'm hoping this
in
is
the
that.
Apocalypse.
How many people do you think called out of work that day and was watching that shit and was like,
this is what
whoa.
Was the movie called?
I
Remember
don't know.
Me?
Probably a decent amount.
At least
yo,
one or two,
crazy.
Right?
This is Remember Me, dude. Oh, come on. Nah. They show kids? I want to see the guy getting
and
mauled.
Then the kid's yeah. going like, what the heck?
Is this
going
to last
damn,
forever?
Is okay.
What's that out the window?
Hey, man, we didn't that plane pretty low over
yeah,
there, man.
Today, September hey, 11th, 2001.
What day is it, teacher? It's a day to remember. September 11th,
oh my God.
2001.
So then it
a great day.
Arpats is looking out a window.
What's his name?
Arpats. And then
Arpats.
It comes to a kid with. Then it pans.
I say Super Zan. Come
yeah,
on.
September 11th right. on the window. Zooms.
I'm
out.
Keeping track of where he is.
So
I know where he is
no,
still. I know where he is
no
still.
Foreshadowing at all.
Hit the plane.
I don't remember. I don't think. I think.
Wow, he's at the top. Dude.
Come on.
He didn't. See
is the plane
going to
hit it or not, dude?
I think they're probably not.
I feel
gonna.
Like this is like the money shot. And you're like, come on, come on.
Yeah.
Is the plane going to hit?
Hurry up and come.
What the hell is that?
That's horse shit, dude. You made me think that the plane hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I had
no,
a real plane hit the towers
away.
Boner for some
yeah.
reason. I don't know why.
It makes sense that it cuts away. Because
it was
away,
fictional, I think. I somehow I could. Otherwise, I never would laugh at something like that.
You yeah. You, maybe yeah. You're going.
Yeah, because it was a fictional
you're a bad
story.
Guy. He'd make you go to hell.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a fair observation.
Actual, they filmed that before the towers went down. Otherwise, how would they have the towers?
So what you're saying is they knew about it ahead of time.
They were like,
exactly.
They didn't know a plane
it's
was going to hit.
Job, dude.
They didn't know a plane was going to hit, but they didn't know like something's going to happen on
yeah.
September 11th.
I guess yeah. seems about right.
Yeah.
Like I was reading some Nostradamus, and smells like what I'm cooking.
Yeah.
I never bought into Nostradamus, and you know why? Because I didn't read.
Any
Nostradamus. Nostradamus.
Yeah, it's the same. I'm in the same camp. I'm in the same
Yeah, I
boat.
Can just hand this over to you if you want to do something or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Just worry about it later. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I mean, did he predict anything later than 2024?
Is that when he thought the world was going to end?
Well, I don't know.
And then he was like, and then after
about.
The world ends, people will be very hungry.
What are we talking about?
I thought there were some new. I thought there were some new ones that they were talking
He's
about.
He's some guy who was
oh,
supposed
yeah.
to be like a prophet.
I'm pretty
hear
sure.
About that lady who predicted COVID, kind
of? Yeah, I'm right.
I'm pretty sure he predicted Taylor
she was like
Swift.
Got him.
Got him. Got his ass. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Sorry, we weren't really into that no super dumbass thing. That's all.
Did you hear about that lady who predicted COVID in like 2008?
No.
He's like, in 2020, a respiratory illness is going to go around the world and blah, blah, blah.
And this is like,
she wrote a lot of shit that was wrong, too. But
right,
like,
right,
I
right.
feel like She's people like that.
That
dude.
One was pretty spot on.
Less legit Alex Jones type.
People
yeah,
just
but
do
it,
that,
it,
dude.
It
they
is
just say
weirdly
things until
close.
Something sticks.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah,
you know,
eventually.
I have one guy I follow. He's always, oh, man, any day now, something's going to happen. Like, one of the cell phones went out the other day. He's like, this is it. I'm like, bro. This is it. It was out for an hour, man. Like, I didn't even know it went out.
This is it.
Yeah, he's like, this is it. This is the end, dude. This is, the Koreans are coming. Somebody's coming,
dude. We lived through 2012.
I've accepted that I can't predict the future, but it rarely surprises me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, we outwitted the Mayans. 2012. So,
did we?
Yeah.
Mines. I don't know.
Fuck those Mayans, dude. What do they use? Like rocks for swords?
Yeah, losers. They could barely tell time, dude.
Yeah, probably some badass like that. Some
Mayans.
Sweet.
More like my ass.
Oh.
No.
Damn.
Oh.
My anus.
Oh, dude, that'd be fun Mexican restaurant for Pittsburgh. My yins.
I like to think that we just.
Come on, dude.
Serve Mayan.
I think we just misinterpreted the.
A lot of human sacrifices. That'd be great.
Popcorn,
something happened December 21st, 2012. The world didn't end. I think we just misinterpreted it. And we're like, oh, they said the world's going to end. But
what if
something just changed? It was like the end of a cycle or something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I could see that. Mm. That's when the first treaty with the alien, one of the aliens.
No, that was the 50s, dude. Think about that was the 50s.
Anything in your mind just changed at the end of 2012 that it's just.
Everybody started saying whenever. I've been saying this forever.
I mean, maybe smartphones became pretty prevalent.
Whenever's
after 2012.
A good word, dude. It flows better than when 80% of the time.
Disagreed.
Shakira wrote a song about it. She word's so nice, she sang it twice.
Yeah.
There you go.
And her hips don't lie, so you know it's probably the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like...
That's true. That's true, dude.
We should be
you
able
can
to...
take anything that Shakira says.
It should be it should be like a Punxsutawney Phil, like where it's like, did OJ do it? And just Shakira does a dance. And then we get interpreters.
If
like
Shakira
it's like the Oracle of
Delphi.
Yeah, like Oracle of Delphi.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun, man. I see where you're going with this now.
Yeah.
I want to be...
Her hips don't lie. If they never lie. Like, what if... Or it's like, these hips don't lie, but... These hips always tell the truth.
Do you think maybe she's just overcompensating?
I don't know, but we're
going to
need a content like paywall for this. For
sure. The course is behind the paywall.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, dude. Because hips that aren't going to lie, dude, people are going to be winning sports bets. They're going to be freaking.
Yeah, the power.
Yeah, dude.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous, dude. We're gonna get Shay Shay in there, and he's going to be like, looks like the Broncos are going to win by 34. You know, she's going to be like, ooh.
That's
a good Shakira impression.
Yeah, I know.
That kind of power goes to a man's head.
That's why I think she's lying, dude.
No.
Yeah. Why else would you make a hit song about your hips not lying? It's like a plumber. He's like, honest plumbing. Like, do you trust
but
that guy?
Why would she do that?
True.
But why would she do that? What benefits her to lie?
Everybody thinking that you don't ever lie?
I don't want to live in that world.
You could accomplish a lot.
If Shakira is a bad person, then put a fucking bullet in. All right.
In my head, not in my like chest. So then I go like,
whatever Shakira wants. That's what I say. Ask her.
Yeah.
You know.
Shoot me in the head. I meant. I'm bleeding out. Like that's not what you said. Yeah.
Dude, Shakira fell off. Where the hell has she been? What did she
do? I zoned out. We're still on Shakira.
Yeah, dude, I am. I'm Jesus. Stuck on her, dude.
We were leading to Shakira.
Yeah, the whole time.
The whole time
been
we were
building
leading
to this moment.
We were beat. She sang that World Cup song, like Africa.
That World Cup song?
Yeah.
What? You know this song?
Yeah.
It's
what
got,
would
like,
it be called?
It's the most viewed video like on YouTube.
No one knows what it's called?
Really?
Well, I think it's called literally called Waka Waka Africa.
Waka Waka?
Yeah. And then she made $1 trillion.
Hey, coming out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I can imagine.
That's nuts.
Sounds African.
I was going to look for it, but
I'm not going to know.
J-Lo tried to make a comeback and failed.
Dude, she's still looking hot, though. Like, she's been doing some hot stuff, I think, recently.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like, <"Get> porn.
No, she's back with what's his fizzle?
Ben Affleck.
Oh,
the
Affleck
shit.
Wait, really?
She's been afflected.
Batfleck.
Yeah, dude. They're back together.
Batfleck.
Now, how do you feel about it?
Comeback.
Now you like it, don't you? Yeah, me too.
It's a good-looking lady.
I don't know. I don't like how she handled being made fun of by South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did she freak out?
Yeah, she got real shitty about
What'd
it.
What'd she do?
I'm not like that.
Yeah, she got shitty about it. And then I think she fired. So somebody.
What does shitty mean? Does it mean
somebody got fired, like one of the helpers, like on set or something, because they were
of
like.
South Park?
Because they were laughing about it. Like it was being talked about.
Oh, on her tour or something like that.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. I'm just like, oh, come on, dude. Like, they make fun of everybody.
Yeah, everybody has been made fun of by South Park.
Honestly, if they're making fun of you, you should probably feel accomplished in
some way.
Well,
the thing is,
right?
They nail it, too. And sometimes,
yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes that makes you feel terrible. You're like, that. Yeah. I think that about myself.
Yeah,
I
like
am
a lot. A good roast.
Yeah, you're like, God damn it, I am like that. Yeah. Oh, people hate me. Fuck!
Yeah.
You're fired.
That's fair.
You know, classic.
Yeah, you're fired. Yeah, I don't want to be reminded.
Yeah. Anyone who's read this is fired.
Then you can change your life, which you kind of did. Yeah. I guess in all fairness. She was like, now I have to. Nah, that's a horrible
raise
J-Lo. How
children,
do you do a J-Lo?
A J-Lo impression? She doesn't. She got like.
Come on.
I got nothing. I don't know how to do impressions, dude.
She's always going like,
she's still Jenny from the Bronx.
The problem is I don't know how to use my new phone yet.
I don't know a single J-Lo song, to be honest.
I'm still Jenny from the block. I used to be a little, now I got a lot.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Jenny from the block.
Anaconda
is
her claim
banger.
To fame for me.
That's all it is. And,
yeah, dude, she's
oh,
hot,
yeah,
though.
Anaconda, great movie.
She's hot, though. Wait,
Ice Cube?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
She's good in a Pepsi commercial or something like that.
She's
you know?
Hot and she can move those. Wait, I'm thinking of George Lopez.
Oh, damn it. Shit. I always get those two movies.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, dude.
George Lopez is hot.
Great
though,
ass.
Man.
Great dad.
Ass.
Oh, wait, that's George.
Can move those hips.
He can, dude. You
he's got
shuffle?
Magic in those hips.
It's very small.
Love
but it
his
says
sitcom.
A lot
that's George
when
Lopez.
He does it.
You know, yeah,
his hip wobble, small, but it says a lot.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's deliberate.
Yeah,
it's. Yeah. But there's a lot of you could tell he's holding back, which is very erotic.
He's one of those guys who really got in at the very last of like the Mailbox Money sitcom stuff.
Yeah,
dude, he will be set for the rest of his life just cashing syndicated checks, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do that ever again, probably. And AI is going to steal all the fucking jobs from the writers. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
They'll just have to all use AI. All the writers will just be like, no, someone's going to use AI at night when they're in the coffee shop. They're going to come with that idea to work and pretend it's their own. So let's just all say we're all using AI, and that's how it goes.
Just change
Wait,
a couple words.
Was his show just called George Lopez?
Yeah.
I think so.
George Lopez show. Oh. Very
the
low
the George Lopez.
There was a lot like that.
He had a
the Jamie Foxx
show. He had a talk show before Conan
Cosby.
On TBS.
According to George.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah, AI is going to take all the writing jobs, like good premises. Like, what if you put a famous stand-up comedian in a sitcom where they work in a restaurant? You're like, how did they come up with this? It's so genius.
Fuck. We can call it
Nobody
waiting.
Really... Does anybody
waiting.
Really even watch sitcoms anymore?
I don't watch much TV, honestly. I watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. And that's why I truly believe we need to take the dictionary game to the next level someday and have the YouTube actual like comics playing the dictionary game, being fun and funny, stuff like that, dude. Because that stuff could get us real views. Because there's nothing better than a quiz show because you get... actual like reward mechanism while you watch it.
Yeah.
And I hate those new ones. All the new shows are about the drama between the family members.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate them. And none of those things will last 30 years. None of them, dude. Jeopardy will because it's like, sorry, you're fucking wrong. Next, sorry, you're fucking right. You know, that's how and we're all like, what's the next question? What's the next question? Yeah. You know, that's, I don't know. So anyway.
Because you can, like, yeah, they're like participatory. You can't go like, choose the other, you should have chose the other briefcase, dumbass. You didn't know.
We can play the dictionary game if you want to, I guess. I don't know if I have the bells. Do you see the bells over there? I don't know if I do.
Could just make that a regular segment now, I guess.
Dude, we could, dude. It's fun. I like to play
it.
I like playing it.
I've never played it.
All right. Well, let me see if I have the bells.
That is what the British are doing. Better than us, like, because they're a failed empire too, like, you know, they've accepted it basically, like, so now they're just going on TV and just doing like chat shows and just fun little games. They're like, this is great, costs like $20.
Got bells, dude.
We should put money on this.
I don't know if I have any money, but
my bell says a dollar. Does everyone else bells say a dollar?
They're all a dollar, dude.
Do we have a theme song?
Get ready.
Dick.
Practice on your bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick. Shenary.
Woo!
All right, so, damn, I got to make room for this unit. This is a hell of a book right here, I tell you what.
Girl.
What do you say this thing weighs, Blake?
I want you
to What do you say this book weighs?
My dick. Shenary.
It feels like
game.
13 pounds.
I was going to say just under 15. Yeah. That was what I was going to say. Yeah, all right. So,
do you have a scale? I kind of want to know.
I kind of want to know now. Yeah, we'll have one upstairs. We'll put it on after the pod.
Measuring grams. How many is
You're going to have to tell grams? The audience in the outro how
oh,
much
shit,
the dictionary
weighs.
I need
reading glasses because I'm an old man. Ugh, fuck a Rooney Dooney.
You can
fuck a Rooney Dooney.
Pause.
Fuck a Mickey Rooney.
Pause.
Ow. Ooh. I'm coming.
Dictionary game. Dictionary game.
Ooh. I'm coming. Dictionary game.
Can't get the down. Can't do it.
Pretty good. All right, theme song.
Theme song written, bro.
There we go.
Leave that it's in. Good. It's good because
leave that in.
It's good because we have bells, dude. So it's appropriate. So, Jared and Stallnecker, you have never played this game, yeah. So we'll do a dry run here, okay? I'll be the MC. You know, I'm not playing, right?
Okay.
I'm gonna open it up, and I'll give you the first letter. Or do we want first letter? I'll let you decide, because sometimes you can play without first letter. Just guess the word.
I like first letter. It's too much.
First letter is
too
nice. It makes it speedy.
And, yeah, too many words to be.
If you guess it, and you guess it wrong, you're out.
Okay.
Everybody but one person guesses it wrong, then they can get the final reading. They get one more guess, and then the word's over. Okay?
If the third guy doesn't get it, it goes...
Everybody back
it opens
in.
Back up.
But that's the thing is no one can get... Well, we give everybody one final guess, I would say. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. One final guess. We're not going to spend all day fucking on this question that nobody knows. Right. Long story short. Makes sense?
All right.
All right. Dry run. Letter is M. All right. This is a verb. Combine. To combine ingredients by putting them together or blending them by making a... Blake's.
Mix.
Mix is correct. See,
oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Boom.
Damn.
I was going to say meld.
Boom. All right. Now, do we want to create a point system where there's a 2-point and a 1-point?
No.
All right. Boom. First of three?
Yes.
First of three. All right, guys. Game begins. We all get it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a dry run.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Letter is I. All right. This is a noun, it says, I guess. I would have thought it to be a verb.
Letter is I.
Profitable trading in securities that is done using access to...
Invest?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Using access to privileged information, such as trading is... Such trading is usually illegal. Go ahead.
Insider trading?
Correct. 1 point, Blake Scala.
All right.
Moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Letter P.
No, we had two-word words, but...
Letter P.
It's hyphen.
We're calling this one a noun.
Pussy.
You are out.
Pussy.
Oh.
Pussy.
All right. Nice. All see that? They said, I am pussy a kiss.
Okay,
that's right, dude.
Fair enough.
That was very nice of them to do that for you. Because you foul lined there, and it's just the rules. I'm the judge. I had to play by the rules.
Man, you
but
said
your brothers
me.
In arms came to you, dude,
you said
and they leveled the playing
field.
Like
you're gonna have to pay for that later, though.
Yeah.
This is a noun. It is an organization for maintaining law and order. A civil organization who
police.
That is correct. 1 point. Jared Helfer.
All right.
No points. Stalnecker.
What else did they say about the police?
I took the dry
fuck
rub.
But that was in a good way. They meant it like make love to the police straight from the, you know, the bottom of
give
your heart.
Stalnecker a half.
Something like that.
Stalnecker gets a half point for winning the dry run. It's
half
1-1.5.
If there's a tiebreaker.
Honestly, probably fucking the police would have done just maybe even more.
The letter is K. I don't see a fucking
Jared's
verb or whatever this
either.
Is.
I can see it.
All right.
It's fucking
this is a very difficult word that no one will get.
Hell yeah.
Quisho scandal 10
this is to chisel or hammer something such as stone so that it breaks or cracks into flakes. No one will ever get this.
What's the letter?
K.
K. Reread that definition.
No one will get it. It's a trick question. The word is nap.
I was going to say nap. K-N-A-P.
Oh,
nap.
As in sack. Oh, as in knapsack. That's
all right.
Probably what it was for.
That was just for fun, guys. Here we go. Letter is G. All right? This is a noun. This is a small rodent resembling a mouse with a long...
Gerbil.
This is a gerbil. Tie
damn,
ball game,
the
people.
Zoning out.
Tie ball game. Staying in the G's.
I'm getting in my head, man.
All right.
I'm freaking out.
Keep it G, dude.
This one is for you guys. I don't know. It is a noun. A brittle gray crystalline element that is a metalloid. It is a source in coal, zinc, and other silicon conductors.
I forgot the letter.
G.
I don't know. Fucking gold? I don't
nope.
know what we're talking
about. It is an element that's G.
I forgot half the definition.
And remember, we did just say gerbil. These are all the things that were the clues for the brain.
Jarrett is looking at the
G
definition. I don't know how.
Element near gerbil. All right. Jarrett Helfer rings in.
Gayon?
Oh, I think I know.
So close.
Okay. It's the element that
geranium?
Turns a
geranium?
Who?
That's a flower.
Yeah, that's a flower, but still.
Okay, we're going to just call it. It's germanium. You were so
I
close.
I was going to say that next.
All right, you get it.
We were supposed to get
it,
another
is,
guess
does anybody
around.
Object to him saying you got germanium?
No, I can't do it, but I did know germanium was a fucking element. I was going to say that. I swear to God.
Does anyone believe it?
I swear
Look
to God.
Look how mad he is.
I don't care if you give me the point. I just want you to acknowledge that I knew the word germanium.
You knew the word germanium?
All right.
We're supposed to get another guess.
What did you guess? Gold.
And then
you're right. You're right.
Elements.
You're right. Everybody gets half a point.
I will that's bullshit. Blake, I will concede that you knew it. You did know it, but I will not concede the point.
I feel really bad because this is kind of a corrupted game now.
Yeah.
I did make a mistake there. I called it. I was like, these guys aren't going to guess germanium. That was very close to say geranium.
Yeah. People on the internet like.
I was like, thank God he said the word wrong. Let's go.
You got the old Wheel of Fortune.
I could just see the message
boards. The guy in front of you says all of it but one part, right?
Yeah. Dude, the message boards are going to blow up.
I knew it before he said.
All right. Well, he got the tiebreaker round. No credit. You got the I fucked up round.
Yep.
No credit.
Sure.
Jared got many times guessed wrong intentionally.
We were told that that the round didn't count when he won. Though no one was. Hey, I'm gonna fuck up this word, Blake. And
people take it to the message boards. Take it to the message boards.
Take it to 4chan, dude.
Yeah.
All right. No one will get this, but I have to read it. This is a proper noun.
People
city in north central Iowa on the eastern bank of the Des Moines.
What's
River,
the letter?
Northwest with the F. 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 F.
Iowa?
City in north central Iowa on the eastern bank of the Des Moines River, northwest of Des Moines, population 24,000 people.
Oh, fucking Frankfurt.
Fairfield.
These are all good guesses.
Fredericksburg.
It was Fort Dodge. All right.
Why is that in the dictionary? They're putting all proper nouns.
I had to read it.
Look up Popeyes.
I had to read that, dude. I've been to Fort Dodge numerous times. I've run into the law there. It was. What are the odds I would flip to that page, dude? You know?
That's fair. Maybe it's calling you
back. I've been to the courthouse in Fort Dodge. All right, let's move on.
Just for fun?
No, there were reasons. There were reasons.
Sounds like a place you should leave in your past.
No, man. It wasn't that bad. It was just because I was having too much fun, dude. Everybody has too much fun sometimes.
Yeah.
They got every town in there with a population of over 20,000.
I guess, dude, you told me it's a 13-pound book, dude. Maybe that's a tiebreaker. Everybody guess how much they weigh.
Oh, that's good. Wait, what's the score right now?
It's 1-1-1, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Asterisk next.
All right, asterisk. All right, letter Q. All right.
Shit.
This is a noun. A deep mass of loose, wet sand that sucks down any heavy.
Quicksand.
That is correct.
I was going to say quagmire.
That would have been good.
2 points.
Like a quarry for
1 second. 1 point away from victory.
Bullshit.
Taking on.
Deep mass. The quizmaster. The queen.
Some queens probably sucked you down to do it.
We are in the R section. We are in the R section. I'm going to give you guys a clue. It's like at least 3-syllable word. How about that? All right. Letter R. Noun. A mischievous and annoying.
Rapscallion.
That's it.
Are you fucking... He saw the
Nailed
word.
It, dude.
He heard mischievous and thought rapscallion.
He got it, dude.
Yeah, man.
Bullshit.
Dude, I'm all about the rapscallion. All right?
I'm a rapscallion.
He got it. What can I say, man? The book is yours to master. You're the most experienced in the room. It's me and you, Stallnecker.
Oh,
where's my bell? Somebody give me a bell.
Fuck you, Jared.
Somebody give me a fucking bell, will you?
Fuck.
There you go. Thanks. All right. I got one. Shit. I'm an idiot. Oh, no, you got to make it so I can't see the book, dude.
In there, dude.
He's like, I will cheat.
This is fucking like playing GoldenEye on split screen, all right?
The most honest cheater ever, dude.
All right, letter is.
Give me a second here. We're going to go D. The word is D. Or the letter is D.
All right.
I'm trying to find a good
Deep
one.
Deep cut.
Shut up.
Nice.
Dick pick.
Deep throat. Yeah. All right, we all got one.
Yeah.
Woo. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second here.
You can flip pages if it's not. If they're not good, just flip the page. There's a lot of words in there.
Yeah, no man. Good you got to get one that really calls out to you.
Yeah, half of them
a
are
real
like,
rapscallion.
Yeah.
Gorgon is a bacteria, and you're
I
like,
I can't
get the
do
fuck
delinquent
out.
After rapscallion.
What did it was the
dude,
multiple
you can't take all
syllables.
Day. It's rapid fire.
I'm sorry.
Flip it hard and find something.
Damn. All right.
All right, there you go. That's a page. That's the pages. Those two pages. Any word that you recognize, read it.
All right. The letter is D. It is a noun. A difference between two or more things, such as opinions or attitudes.
A noun?
Different.
You're not interested in that.
The difference between two things, that what? Read it again. Is that the only definition?
A difference between two or more things, such as opinions or attitudes.
Dispute.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Plus, he said it before he dinged, so that would have not counted at all.
That's true. I can guess again. Never mind. You're right.
Shit, man. I don't
know. Is that all the definitions?
No.
All right,
Definition two.
I think you can read one, yeah.
Deviation from something such as a typical pattern or expressed wish.
A deviation from
something such as a typical pattern or expressed wish.
Detour?
Incorrect.
You have to bring. So now we're both back in. A deviation from a direct path. All right. I would like to hear, because we're both in, right?
Deviation.
Read both, all of them.
Difference between two or more things such as opinions or attitudes. Definition two, deviation from something such as a typical pattern or expressed wish. 3. The process of separating or moving apart to follow different paths or different courses. 4. The amount by which something differs from something else, especially where such a difference is not expected.
Whoa.
5.
What's the second letter of the word?
I. Oh.
Differentiation?
No. The word is divergence. No
divergence.
Okay.
I would never got it. I would. I know the word though. Thank you for picking a word you know, and that was good.
6 would have been.
You
like,
did it all.
The subtitle of one of the
good one,
subtitle of one of the Maze Runner movies. That would have definitely been 7.
There. I don't know if I fucked that up or not. Does it work? The microphone work? See if the microphone works.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Good.
We're back.
All right, dude. Not all day.
The letter is G.
G.
Acid-tasting green or sometimes red fruit of a spiny plant, usually eaten, cooked, and sweetened.
G.
Often used before a noun, as in blank pie.
What? G?
Yes, a G blank pie.
What?
God damn.
You're not in the game! Definition 2. Definition 2.
Okay.
A spiny fruit bush that produces the name of the fruit. Yeah. I can't tell. A fruit that starts with G.
I know. Yeah. There are more than one.
Yeah.
And I don't want to fucking be the guy who gives the other guy all the definitions.
What G so keep blank reading. Keep berry reading. Pie.
Wait, what?
G blank berry pie.
I think what would differentiate this game from the other
type of berry that starts with G.
What? I can't. I don't know now. I don't know now. I thought it was. I was. I'm not going
to
guess this.
I think
it was
players
great.
Who aren't
like,
playing
great
should
thing.
Be able to play.
That's what I was fucking thinking.
Yeah, players
no
who aren't playing
guesses.
Shouldn't be.
Keep
should
reading
be able
definitions.
To play.
Is that all of it?
All right. It is an animal that starts with G. Berry pie.
Oh, it's a callback. One of the biggest animals.
G E animal. Think of an animal that starts with, such as giraffe berry pie.
Yeah.
It's not giraffe
that's
berry
the only
pie.
One I could think of.
That what is one of the biggest
berry.
Animals.
Gorilla, yeah, gerbil.
But in
gorilla,
real life,
gerbil berry,
gorilla berry.
In real life,
we give up. We're just gonna give up.
In
are
real
you
life,
gonna give up.
Yeah,
the word is gooseberry.
Oh, that's so perfect. Yeah.
I knew the word. I'm sorry.
Goose legs.
There you go.
Gooseberry pie.
Yeah,
dude.
Apparently one of the biggest animals. If you see them in person.
A goose?
Jesus Christ. All right.
That's what I
I'm
heard
glad again.
Somewhere.
These are hot podcasts. All right. All right. Do you want to do sudden death or are we going to do
the letter?
Right.
I don't know what we're doing. The letter is J.
All right.
We're taking a dictionary game real serious. Right. That's what we're doing.
The letter is J, bro. No, it's not really. The last time we really jerked off on, you know what I mean?
Never mind. The definition doesn't work. The word was jackfruit, though.
Jackfruit.
I would have gotten jackfruit. It costs less than meat, but hipsters still charge $17 to
jackfruit?
Make two tacos with this.
What's
as a
jackfruit?
Vegan substitute. It's like it's kind of it's just like a fruit. It's like a meaty fruit.
Dude, any word you know on the page.
All right then. We'll go with what I was reading.
All right.
No, there's a better one. The letter is O.
O.
Multiple words.
Multi-word.
Whoa. Wow. Okay.
Oh
a
my.
Traditional belief or story passed down by word of mouth that is now considered untrue or superstitious.
Oh.
The letter is O.
I know it.
Old wives' tale.
Bang.
Oh, baby.
That's not what I was
going to
say.
Nice. Multi-word. Multi-word.
Yeah, that's what did it.
Yeah.
Rapscallion, right. Too. The multiple syllables is what gave
it. Is that it?
Me.
Or am I defeated or are we doing 2 out of 3?
What do we win?
I don't know. There's no winning.
Oh, yeah. You
other
have to
than
do
pride.
To win it all, he's got to do one big word for double the prize.
Double the glory.
I tightened up my bell. That was what was wrong.
All right.
Let's see how Christmas is.
The letter is B.
I was drunk.
B.
Okay.
Be cool.
A pirate, especially one who has...
Buccaneer.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Sorry.
No, that's good. They see how hot heat that was? Yeah. We were right on each other's heel, dude. That was like freaking Olympics, dude.
And you're saying this should be TV?
Yeah.
When we do better.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the same thing as like freaking, you know... Jeopardy,
you
but
know
like,
why it would do really well? Because I think SNL would make a funny parody of it going like, Mike Tyson. Something like that. Like,
Jake Paul?
Amy Clark.
Right, the letter is J. An offensive term for someone under the age of consent who is sexually desirable to somebody older.
Jailbait.
Bang.
Nice.
Give it up.
Very good.
Two out of three.
Very good.
Hell yeah.
What can I say, dude?
I watch a lot of porn.
That's the dictionary game. Now you're hooked.
There you go. It's my number one category.
Jailbait is a really funny term.
Yeah, it is a really funny term.
It's like, could this get you in trouble? I don't know.
Because I feel like most of the girls don't know they're jailbait. Yeah. Like you think that jailbait implies that they're like, the jail is putting them out there to get pervs in jail?
Yeah. They don't know that they're jailbait.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they should. Maybe jails should.
Maybe this is about systemic racism.
There you go.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, all right. That's, next time, if I can think about it.
Damn.
You wouldn't. Right.
You need to be more progressive, dude.
Yeah, I did forget myself.
How do you think people in Ukraine would feel if you said that?
Yeah, man.
How do you think?
They'd be ashamed.
Yeah.
Probably.
They would be ashamed. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yep.
To the people in the Ukraine that
but
are listening
John
to this.
But Al would be proud. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We should... That's one way... For people to listen to this podcast, you know what I mean?
Is what? Through Alex Jones'
like,
channel?
If we just go like, yeah, people of the Ukraine, this podcast is only for you.
Yeah.
The only comedy podcast
dedicated
let's get,
to the people geez, of
let's
Ukraine.
Get, let's start buying old drones off of like Facebook Marketplace and stuff, like really cheap ones, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll load them up with smartphones that are subscribed regularly. Yeah. So
high five.
We'll just fly them in Ukraine.
Scatter them.
Drop them in, baby.
Right across the battlefield.
It's the least
dude.
We can do.
We got to win the hearts and minds.
Yeah.
You know? And
that's
where it starts, you know? Otherwise, we'll never have peace.
Yeah.
And that's what I want.
That's
you know?
Right.
Exactly.
Because I care about Russians and Ukrainians, and they're different people, I guess.
Hey, a subscriber is a subscriber.
That's what they say, dude.
Yeah.
I love my fans.
They kind of sound the same, though.
Who? Russia
How do you
and
differentiate?
Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah.
I guess we might find out in a couple of years.
How long ago was the Ukraine in Russia?
Like
80s,
the history
right?
of it?
No, like in the 80s it was part
so
of it.
So they
right?
were part of it and then they separated.
In the USSR like or something? Up.
But I think like Ukraine has been going on for like
hundreds
of years.
Every part of the world has actually been going on for the entire history of the world.
Yeah.
So,
well, not all of it. Not all of it. Some volcanoes.
I don't know, dude. That's how I know that the dinosaurs were Muslim, dude.
Damn.
They wore burkas.
I missed something. But.
Just a delightful idea.
It's just a delightful idea, dude.
Maybe they'd be Muslim. I don't know.
I think so, dude. I think they came from the Fertile Crescent.
I feel like stegosaurs might be Jewish.
You know what? You might be right there.
Just like kind of just stocky, just walking around. Just
let
like,
me just.
Oh, it's too hot.
Velociraptors are atheists.
Let me walk it back and just say they're Middle
anarchists,
Eastern.
Dude. They're okay. Fucking anarchists.
Dinosaurs are Middle Eastern. I'll walk it back.
They're
which
all
Muslim.
All of them are. We
got
to break them down, dude. Yeah. Dinosaurs are worldwide, dude.
Which ones?
There's North American dinosaurs.
But whenever they were
What's
around,
a
it was Pangea, dude.
A Tyrannosaurus?
Ooh, that's true. Pangea.
I don't know.
It was Pangea when
they still had neighborhoods, dude. There was like dinosaur Brooklyn. <Yeah. laughs>
Things changed.
Yeah, dude.
They had burrows.
They were pissing on trees, making sure people knew who lived around there, you know?
Yeah.
All the best shit was right where Pangea split, too.
Dude,
it was right in
Main Street. It was like a bottleneck, dude. It was like a marketplace for the dinos.
You fucking skate park there, and then Pangea split.
Yeah, it's like white flight. You know, it's like white flight, you know, in the 70s.
Then when the asteroid hit the white people in the 70s.
Like, this neighborhood's getting really dangerous.
No one was caught.
It's a really unfortunate element.
Yeah, we're moving up into the mountains.
Yeah, it's a lot safer.
The asteroid was just gentrification, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, someday a real rain will come and wash
You
all
think
the
dinosaurs called it Pangea?
Wash all the sinners away. Enough about a real rain washing all the sinners away. Jesus. Guy talks about it like every 10 minutes.
I haven't seen Taxi Driver ever, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I should probably get that, I guess.
It's a great one. It's a really good movie.
People say it's a real nut job.
It's really watchable.
Oh, yeah, that
is
a good one.
It's not boring. You think it's going to be like old and boring or something like that because it's...
Old and boring.
Heavy and like solitary, but
yep.
That's a great movie.
He's taking ladies to porn theaters. He's
buying guns.
Yeah, he's shaving his head.
I don't know. I always thought that a taxi cab driver would be an interesting fucking job.
Oh, that.
I'd rather be a bus driver. That'd be way more interesting.
Yeah, you're right.
It's better hours, I bet.
That's true.
And just the power of being able to blow past the fucking bus stop.
Yeah.
You're all getting fired. Yeah.
Especially if you see somebody you don't like. You're just like, you know what? Fuck this guy today in particular.
Yeah, you call a port authority. Hey, the bus driver didn't stop. Nothing happened.
You know what it should be? Bus drivers should be called the driver's names. Like it shouldn't be like the P-17.
Yeah, right. It should be Phil's bus. Yeah,
yeah, Phil.
I gotta take the eastbound Phil over to Marge.
And whatever they say goes.
That would work
goes.
Out better, I think.
Yeah. Whatever they say goes under penalty of, I guess, their own choosing.
Yeah, they're like captains of a ship.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They can marry
Buccaneers.
People on the bus.
If they catch you stealing, they'll chop your hand off.
Yes.
They administer their own forms
of
justice.
I went to love.
Yeah, that's
I went to love and you went to justice. And I don't know. I've just... You know,
maybe they can get along.
That's true, dude. I mean, we can't have a safe place for a bus driver to perform marriages if he's not cutting off a hand here and there. Yeah. Because we all know the kind of people who ride buses.
I was on a bus where this bus driver, he had a no vaping rule, which was weird.
What?
No vaping?
A lot of places do that, though. I feel like they're like, no, don't do it.
Yeah, he kicked me off.
I will say, probably if someone, like, if it was...
He kicked you off?
Yeah.
How many stops away were you?
I literally just got on, and then I hit my vape.
That is so funny.
Did you tell him that it probably smells better than...
He kicked me out at the next stop. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't even realize I'm doing it sometimes. He's like, get the hell off the bus.
That felt so good for him. He was like, finally.
He took his bad day out on you, I think, dude.
Yeah, he was like...
Oh, I am going to go fuck yourself. Corey, I'm not giving him the last word.
The best
go fuck yourself. Drive the bus. And just... Get
the
off.
Best part about
give him
his,
the finger as he drives away.
The best part about
I don't give a
it.
Fuck. I wanted to take an Uber. It's got on here to fuck with you.
I can afford an Uber whenever I want, asshole. This isn't going to take a chunk out of my income.
I still have my ex's PayPal connected to my Uber.
Asshole.
I'm going to get there faster now. Thanks.
Do you have to see the guy? Again? Because he's like your bus driver.
Yeah.
He said never ride my bus again.
Oh, dude. So now
you got a lifetime ban.
And it was
a
40. So I'm like, fuck. Really?
You're going to have to go up in there, hood it up, dude.
He's never going to remember, dude.
Yeah. Just wear a hood, man.
That's crazy.
How many guys wear black? 40
kick you off for vaping. That's a calm bus.
It was downtown.
I love that you guys have bus stops.
I just got on downtown.
Bus.
They don't put up with that
downtown.
If I was vaping up on the mount.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, it happens. Just adding to the mist of the
downtown. You got to be on your guard.
You guys
as a
should
bus
start a podcast just about riding the bus. You guys,
we
know
should.
You know so much about the Pittsburgh bus system.
I was a big bus rider down in Florida.
We can record
it
on the bus.
Yeah,
that's what they called you anyway. Yeah, the big bus rider.
Yeah, buses down there were pretty
down in America's way.
Right. Yeah,
you didn't have a car in Florida. That's like drinking driving capital of the world. I feel
the
like.
First year I was down there, I did not have a car. I had a suspended license.
That blows. So. Yeah, I feel that. Okay.
Yeah, so I was walking, bussing.
I did 6 months suspended license. It was no big deal, but
that's how it started.
I've done 34
with me.
Years, I guess.
They nabbed me. It was a 2-week suspension. I didn't know. And then they were like, all right, well, it's a month now. And I'm all right, go fuck yourself. So then
you drive, and then they catch you, and then you drive.
And then it was 6 months, and then it went from 6 months to like 2 years. I was like, oh, shit, okay, yeah. I'm done. They were like, next time we catch you, you're going to jail. I was like, all right, I won't anymore.
Yeah. That blows.
Jared, you've never driven a car?
A little bit. Like, I got close to my permit a couple times. And then I was like, whatever.
You got close to the permit. You couldn't pass the written test.
I passed the written. Actually, I got. Then I just never got it officiated.
Well, you have to go do it. You have to do a driving test, don't you?
I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, I never took the driving test.
Yeah.
I was just like, well,
can
whatever.
You get a learner's permit at 34?
I think you can, for sure.
I think so. I think that's probably how that works.
Well, Anthony, who you met yesterday, he just got his license a couple years ago. And I mean, like, he's 30. He probably got it 31.
See, I feel like there is a, like, in the city, you probably shouldn't be getting your license, like, at 40, 30, something like that, you know?
Up there, though, it's way different.
I don't know. Fuck it. You can do it. There's so many bad drivers. The other day, it was raining, and I saw a freaking minivan with the four ways in the center lane on the freeway going 45, and everyone was like,
yeah,
just because it was raining. So
highway's scary as hell for me.
Yeah,
he's a scary driver, dude.
Who is
just going 75 miles an hour, dude? Like one slight jerk.
That's the thing is, once you've been in a car with someone who can really handle a car, you've been sideways at 55, 65 miles an hour, and just watch them put it right back where they want it. You know, you're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but I'm not learning those skills in real
time. No, you're not gonna. But I'm saying, so like,
it's scary for me.
Yeah, yeah. As a driver, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant just the highway in general.
I don't know.
I have threats, so I jerk around.
I feel like we're going out of pressure. Like we take the bus, man. The people are fucking yelling, yelling at their phones about parole.
I went sideways a couple weeks ago in the snow.
Yeah.
I was doing like 40, 45, went side completely fucking sideways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was.
Need new tires.
Yeah. I thought it. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Classic, dude.
I don't know. I just calmed down and somehow got it back to where I was. But like the whole time, like all I could think was like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't worried about dying, dude. Yeah. Like I was just like, I can't afford to
be back home, but I got bills to pay.
Yeah, dude. Like
my
insurance is gonna go up. I'm gonna lose my car for however long. Like I can't afford this shit.
Yeah.
You're creating over a cliff. Like, is it worth tipping over?
Yeah, just if
my
I'm gonna do it, dude.
My insurance is gonna skyrocket.
Yeah.
Should I?
Well, that was the joke. I did a joke, or I was like, you know, who has time to worry about dying when your insurance rates are gonna go up? Like, fuck that, dude.
My freaking.
I'd rather die.
So, my now wife wrecked my car in Colorado,
boom.
And then I got the money for it, and then I shopped for a car for a month, and then I found an Infiniti with 65,000 original miles on it. It was a great car.
Yeah.
And I got it, and I wrecked it the first week. I fucking got it. And I was like, I was just cussing and smacking the steering wheel, and people were just... I rear-ended this Honda.
Heckin' damn it.
Slid right underneath this Honda Pilot, which was like an SUV, because I was in a slower car.
Yeah.
And did almost no damage to their car. Totaled mine. It was awesome. It was fucking awesome. What happened was, is the weirdest thing, as I was driving down the road, regular road, and there, with no like interference or bad weather or odd circumstances, there was a car completely spun out in a guy's yard with groceries flown everywhere and the trunk open.
Okay.
It's just something a guy looks at while he's driving by. Well, the guy in front of me just slams on his fucking brakes. And I just rear ended it. Anyway, so then that's two cars in a month. You know what I mean? And then within 8 months of that, we moved here and I wrecked a car in the Squirrel Hill Tunnel.
Damn.
All my bad luck was all in 1 year. We wrecked three cars in 1 year. I can't believe they didn't drop our insurance. It was amazing.
Wrecking in a tunnel is like a fear of mine. Yeah, that would be scary as fuck.
It fucking sucked. Yeah, because people just jammed the guy in front of the guy in front of me. Jammed on the brakes. That guy jammed his brakes. Did a good job. I did not such a good job.
Yeah.
I swerved. I missed the guy in front of me.
Yeah.
Just barely nicked him. And then slammed my car hard into the wall of the tunnel. And then I knew it was all fucked up because I was looking at the hood, and the hood was like, the right side of the hood was like 6 inches taller than the left side of the hood, you know?
Yeah.
And also the tire was way fucked up. It was like, the thump, the thump, the thump, the thump. And I was like,
oh, fuck.
I was like, but I'm in a tunnel and the car's moving. So I just gave it gas until I got the fuck out of that tunnel. Out of that tunnel.
Okay, you got out of the tunnel.
I would want to get out of the fucking tunnel.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
we're in the car, and it's like, but we're like, fuck it. It's because, moving. Like, if imagine it's moving, I'm not
that would be
off.
The worst, because it would take an hour for, like,
oh my God,
it's breaking down in the tunnel, and then you'd have literally have to face thousands of people going, like, the fuck is your problem?
They'll have your car out of that tunnel in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They have a wrecker parked at the end of the tunnel.
Didn't Gilkey just fucking get into a wreck in one
probably.
Of the tunnels?
Probably.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense to me.
Within this past year? That's why he doesn't have a car now.
He probably went through the window of a barber shop right before that.
I shouldn't wreck a car for another 10 years because, I mean, I didn't.
You're good for 10
years. I did not wreck very many cars before that, but all of a sudden, three in fucking.
Yeah, you got it all out of your system.
Yeah. That was nuts.
Good for a little bit.
And they were all great cars. That's what really pisses me off.
That's the worst.
Every single one of them was a great car, dude. That one I wrecked in the tunnel was a 1998 Toyota Camry station wagon, which you can't find anymore. And with low miles and brand new timing belts. Baby, that thing would have gone for another 100,000. Easy, dude.
You see some of these old cars, they look like shit, but they run.
Oh, dude.
You see these old dudes driving them, and I'm just I'm like, into that stuff. How the fuck is that old Buick big body thing? It's like a tank.
If you know
certain ones
dude. Like, there's that station wagon I owned, that motor era of Toyotas, that'll run for 300,000 miles. There's a Ford station wagon to run for 300,000 miles. The freaking every 3.5 liter Buick.
I was
every
gonna say, I see a lot of
one.
Old fucking Buicks.
Every 3.5 liter Buick.
Yeah, dude.
They're crazy, like, dude. Yep, I know. I love that. That's like if I ever got stupid rich, I would have the dumbest car collection ever. Dude. They'd be like, "Oh, what's that? A '98 Taurus?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude, that's a 300,000 mile car right there." Like, yeah, okay,
fucking Geo Metro.
Wait,
that's
hold
what
on,
Geo Metro. Yeah,
that must be a bad car. But that if you had infinite money, that's the first car you'd.
No, I would have a lot of those types of cars though, because then I would be because I figure I would have
just a garage full of Tauruses.
That one, you know, I'd have that one. I'd have a '98 Camry. I'd have a freaking.
I want 12 matching '08 Honda Pilots.
Why not, dude? Those cars will run forever, dude. Yeah. If there ever is an apocalypse and you have a garage full of cars, it'll run forever, dude.
Telling you, because what they also too, they don't have all the computer system and shit attached to them, all that kind of bullshit. You can actually get in there and fucking do whatever. I don't fucking know how to do it, but
I never signed up for the mic tonight, but I should get on to the Ugly Dog will for sure take me, but sometimes they cap it.
Ugly Dog will take anybody who shows up, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've done enough time. Does anybody have anything they need to cap? Or cap? Yeah, cap, plug. Not cap, plug. Thank you. Well, what does cap mean?
No.
Lying. It means to lie,
starting with P.
Cap.
Jimmy Cap. Slang for condom.
Right, we'll look up the great Jared Gyrohelfer.
I got another going on.
You're funny and you're on the internet.
None of us have ever been booked.
Blake
Jared has some good Facebook
Blake
status.
Blake Scala does not have much of an internet footprint. But
no.
Saltnecker, you got a good podcast. I was just on the fucker.
A podcast, and I shit post a lot on different.
But if you
places.
Go on my Facebook, Blake Stalnecker is one of the three people that like my status.
Yeah, because you write funny shit. I actually like.
See,
I like them when they're worth liking. I'm more.
Damn, dude, he makes you earn it.
Yeah,
he's not. He's not. Yeah,
I get it.
But, like, you
he's
know,
a fair
like,
weather fan.
Here's the thing, though. Some people will post big, long things, and I won't even give them the time of day, dude. If you post something long, I'm like, he thought this out, and I'm going to at least fucking read
you
it.
You think that shit
probably...
out?
To a degree.
Oh, yes.
He channels it.
I channel it.
Yeah. It comes through him. Dude.
Yeah, my eyes go white. I don't remember. I'm just in like a hell realm or something like that. Like I have to make it through like a hell realm up to like, you know, meet the heroes of old and stuff like that. Learn wisdom.
Valhalla situation.
Yeah, and then like find enlightenment, get to heaven. That's what I do for every single...
You have to read Shakira's hips and fucking make some decisions.
That's right. The hips don't... They
All right.
They lied.
They lied.
The hips lied.
Front page news tomorrow. Hips caught lying.
Mr. President. The hips lies.
Yeah.
They need to put it in Braille, really.
Bury it.
Bury it.
Damn it. They changed the rules.
People can't know about this.
People can't know about it. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good one.
That's not bad, buddy.
Yeah, okay, say goodbye.
I can't do Trump, but I can do Biden, so go Biden. I gotta work.
That was pretty good. All right, see y'all.
See you.
Bye.
What a finale. Or something like that, just before the finale. Whichever part you liked, you know what I mean? I gotta stop saying you know what I mean. You know what I mean? It's all right. We all have to change over time, you know? And it's just like a nervous filler. It's like saying, or I can't think of any good ones. Tourette's people, they've got all the best. Either way, one of my bugaboos, my pet peeves that briefly came up in today's ep is the word whenever. Now, when I was young, people said when, I think. You know, so, don't get me wrong, there were whenever folks. But they weren't learned, okay? And maybe that's it. Maybe the difference nowadays is I'm just with less learned folks. But I like to think the best of these burgers, you know? There's some folks come out of this town who are pretty talented. Mark Cuban, Jeselnik, Dennis Miller, others. You know what I mean? See, I just did it again. That being said, people didn't used to say whenever. They just say when sometimes. Sometimes. You can say whenever. It's usually best at the beginning or end of a sentence. Which is why today's song, today's artist, the much talked about, the oracle of the pelvis, Shakira, the song, Whenever, Wherever, using it correctly, both at the beginning and end of a sentence, or at least before a comma, we'll see. You be the judge.
You were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Lucky that I'm over foreign and for the lucky fact of your existence. Maybe I will climb the empty solely to count the freckles on your body. Never could imagine there were only 10 million ways to love somebody. La 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 la
You see that? Yeah. I think it's going to rain.